Hello, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Lovely to see you. Thank you so much for taking 16 planes and 12 buses to get here. We really appreciate it.
So, Burning.
Yes.
I was nosy in the flight.
Well done. In high heels as well. Yeah. So it's just amazing to see all our friends from our first kickoff meeting and to welcome some new people that we've not met before. For those of you that don't know us, I'm Carol. I'm from Applied Art Scotland, along with my colleague Claire, who's going to wave to you, and Nettie, who is really the reason we're here. So thank you, Nettie. I suppose just to pick up on what you were just saying, we're not university, we're makers. We're the people actually. You know, we work for an organisation called Applied Art Scotland, which is a membership organisation representing the interests of makers across Scotland, and we're makers ourselves. So I work in ceramics, Claire works in wood and metal, and Nettie works in textiles. So we're very aware of trying to represent each of those kind of areas of making. And just to say a little bit about what we've been doing and our kind of decisions on the hotspot, as Nettie calls it. It's really called the rural spot, but we quite like that she's rechristened it.
Sorry. That wasn't intentional, that wasn't.
So I suppose we spoke at length with our friends at St Andrews about actually how we would tackle this and where we would select. Because actually, Nettie, Claire and I all live in different types of rural locations in Scotland. And so we talked a lot about tapping into our existing networks, and particularly because we had chosen to go ahead with the rural spot, even although all this wonderful fundamental work on establishing good practice is just at its early stage. So we really sort of wrestled with how do we approach this. And we decided together that we should really tap into that network that Nettie has here to be able to pull together stakeholders and people with different conversations to be had. So our decision for our rural spot is that we do part one here and make the most of having you guys here. You're actually one of our biggest carrots because lots of the people coming on Thursday are coming because of you. Mm-hmm. So thank you. But one of the other things we wanted to say to you is that your experience of getting here on those 26 buses is actually a really fundamental part of this discussion. And we would really like you to bring to the conversation on Thursday, we would like you to bring that experience. We want you to tell us about the process of getting here and coming as a stranger to a place like this and starting to understand, you know, what it is to be a cultural tourist in a place that's really hard to get to. So we have done this really very deliberately because it's a fundamental aspect of our project. So thank you again for coming. And then we will have a second rural spot somewhere else on mainland Scotland to have a slightly different conversation around the challenges that people have in making this work happen. So that's the sort of thinking behind our rural spot. It was very useful for us actually to do that preparatory case study. It was really useful to start looking around at what was happening in our countries, were Ireland, Iceland and the UK. And really interesting the observation that so much of it was textiles, you know, because that was quite fundamental for us, particularly Claire and I looking for examples of our own discipline and not being able to find them, or certainly not being able to find them well documented. We know they exist. And again, that point about what makes rural, we could find, I mean, there's amazing things happening in Reykjavik, but it's really hard to find what else is going on around other, you know, sort of more rural parts of Iceland. So it's really interesting that you're grappling with those questions because we felt that was quite a tricky aspect of what we were asked to do. What else do I need to say to you? I mean, I could talk to you all day about our experience of getting the rural spot underway and some of the challenges, and Nettie particularly. I mean, she's really the one that's made this happen. And I applaud it. But you know, it's a really important aspect of the the community that you're part of and the trust that you have and the networks that you have made this come together. Because I think, you know, and again, we can talk about this at length, but I think there's sort of a few fundamental challenges for a rural spot. One is that sort of, you know, you've acted as our tourist guide, and that is in itself a really interesting educational process of starting to think about the practicalities of a cultural tourist and what they need to battle with or overcome or find. But then also about the language of actually the, you know, we can talk craft, we enjoy talking craft, but as we start to speak with musicians or food producers, it's different types of language and different types of practice that we need to navigate. So that's been a really interesting learning. And then I think the other thing just to mention is the engagement. You know, even although we were able to put money in the pockets of the craftspeople, they've got better offers. They've got a short season. They've got to sell the work. So actually, and I think that was something we discussed at length in Oviedo, how do we get people engaged in our project?
Yeah.
What's in it for them? Why should they bother? You know? So sort of leave those things hanging in the air for a bit more discussion. And then maybe just to say that the rural spot structure for Thursday is that we will have three speakers. Lorna from the Harris Tweed Authority, because obviously Harris Tweed and the UNESCO certification for the textile that is produced here is a fundamental part of the tourist offer and the identity of the island. So we'll be hearing from Lorna about how that works in practice. And we plan to set the question then for everyone following that discussion, following that presentation, that is really, you know, how can we learn from that model? How can that be transferred? The second speaker is from a heritage site, which has got the new retail opportunity opening, so we're asking them to talk about how that's going to work with the local community, local products. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll kind of open up for discussion in our groups around, you know, how do you retail and showcase local produce when it's expensive? It doesn't, we were talking about that outside, how it competes with the Chinese offering that's, you know, a fraction of the price. And then we'll hear from someone who is a creative network coordinator and actually ask that question of, well, how do the creative industries and craft in particular stimulate sustainable tourism, and what is sustainable tourism? Mm-hmm. So we've got some really big questions. And I suppose for us, the challenge was trying to find questions that actually work as well for us as the consortium, desperate to find out, as the people who are coming to the rural spot. You know, do they know that already? Do they want to talk about that? So I think that's one of the challenges for everyone going forward, is how do you make it an interesting offer, something that people just have to come to because it's too good to miss. So, and you're here because you have to be. So.